Welcome back in town live from the Next Gen Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you. 402-951-1620. You can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, Nick at 1620thezone.com, or hit me on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Nick Baugh. Talking a lot of NBA draft today. Give you where I think Roby's going to go in a little bit and the biggest reason why he's going to get drafted. But real quick, everybody loves the cliche. What are some draft sleepers? I wrote down five guys that I see as draft sleepers tonight. Well, I'm not even sure that all of them will get drafted tonight. I think for sure three of them probably will, but I don't know if all five will. But these are the guys that I love. The draft sleeper, the guy that I have liked from the moment I saw him on TV, the moment I saw him live, Eric Paschal of Villanova is a really good player and is going to be a really good pro. 6'7", 6'8", really long, got about a 6'11 wingspan, versatile as an offensive player and as a defensive player, can guard guards, can guard bigs, he can shoot the ball. Really good, explosive, vertical athlete. You put him at the four, and he is really, really good. I think Paschal's going to be a really good player. I like Carson Edwards out of Purdue. Listen, that guy can get buckets. I think he's. I think Paschal's a little like Paul Millsap, and I think Carson Edwards is like a Lou Williams. Maybe not quite as good as Lou. I mean, Lou can go. But you know, a guy like you want a scorer off the bench to come in and be aggressive with your second unit. Carson Edwards can score. Great athlete, not very big, but a great athlete. I think Carson Edwards is a good player. And then the other, sticking with point guards, I like Tremont Waters of LSU. That point guard, that guy is, he reminds me of Fred Van Fleet a little bit. Just solid, knows how to play, can score, is tough. He's a sleeper. Probably the most noteworthy guy is, I like Tyler Hero, out of Kentucky. Great size at about 6'6", 6'7", as a shooter. I see him as a guy that can space the floor, you know, kind of like a Devin Booker, almost a poor, really, 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 really poor, poor man's Klay Thompson kind of a guy. Just I got a gorgeous jump shot, good size. He's a guy that I like. And then lastly, Jordan Caroline out of Nevada. Jordan Caroline, his dad is Simeon Rice. And Jordan Caroline is a great athlete. He's a great athlete that has really good versatility. And you know, he's a guy that is... You know, 6'6". And to me, he kind of reminds me of P.J. Tucker. Tough like that, versatile like that. He's a good player. So those would be my five sleepers that I see. Tyler Hero, Eric Paschal, Carson Edwards, Tremont Waters, and Jordan Caroline. I like all five of those. And I wouldn't be surprised if Waters, Caroline, both don't get drafted. But I think both those guys could make a roster and be a really good player in the league. And then another sleeper that I would write down is Isaiah Roby. I think Roby's got an opportunity to be really, really good. He's going to get his name called tonight. And according to my sources, he is going to get his name called somewhere early second round, in the 30s is what I was told. So here are the teams that are drafting 31 through 40. You have Brooklyn, Phoenix, Philly twice, Atlanta, Charlotte, Dallas, Chicago, New Orleans, and Sacramento. So somewhere in there. And it's pretty amazing to think that tonight will snap the streak for Nebraska basketball in a bad way of having had a player picked in 20 years. Be the first player drafted since Vincent Hamilton was picked 50th overall in 1999. I mean, I had to double check that. It's amazing. Nebraska hasn't had a player drafted in two decades. So it's funny, when you put it like that, when you look at it like that, it's not too hard to correlate the lack of success, you know? What's been wrong with Nebraska? Well, I haven't had a lot of pros. Like, it still takes pros, man. And to not have a single guy pick that long is pretty remarkable. And Roby's going to break that tonight. I've told you, I think he's going to be a solid pro. I think he's going to be a solid pro. He's got upside. He's got versatility. He can guard multiple positions, which is now crucial. I mean, you got to be able to, You got to be able to, everybody wants to switch 1 through 4, 1 through 5. Roby can do that. Plus, he then has the versatility to punish teams that try to do that. He's a playmaker at the four spot. His shot is improving. It got better each year. He took more threes. He made more threes. He's got good form. It comes out of his hand nice. And he could be kind of the new NBA big. You know, small ball five, prototypical four. If he can get to where he's a solid three-point shooter, this dude's going to be in the league for a long, long time. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at Roby. You know, because he came into Nebraska without a lot of hype. I mean, Ed Morrow had more hype. Clint Watson had more hype. Ty Webster had more hype. But he was a dude that was kind of hard to project. Because, I mean, it's funny. I checked it this morning. Here were Roby's other offers, according to Rivals. Here were his other offers. Northern Iowa, Northern Illinois, Western Illinois, and IUPUI. And you're talking about a guy that's going to leave early and get drafted. So you just never know. And before you poo-poo, oh, see, another recruiting people don't get it. Eh. I mean, he was a guy that was hard to project because he was so skinny. And he was kind of a tweener. Because he's actually listed as a small forward coming out of high school. But he wasn't overly skilled and wasn't a great shooter. But at that time, when he first got to Nebraska, if you played him at the four, if you moved him to the four, he was probably too small and not strong enough to hang with the big boys. So in some ways, I can understand I'd have a hard time projecting Roby. I really can't. The tweeners are tough. The guys that are not skilled enough to play on the wing, but aren't necessarily big and strong enough to play inside, it's hard to figure out what to do with those guys. It's really hard. But what happened that allowed him to be where in the position he's in to get his name called tonight is the jump he took after his freshman year. And it wasn't really anything that happened on the court. It was all in the weight room. His body exploded. I'll never forget when I saw a picture of him after a couple of months of offseason. I was like, oh my God, Roby looked like he ate Isaiah Roby. I mean, it was... Dude got in the weight room, put on 15, 20 pounds, and became a man. And that allowed him to play the four, which is where he became lethal. And then ultimately, he was able to play the five, and then he was just brutal. Because again, wasn't quite skilled enough to play the three. But you put him at the four, all of a sudden he's a really skilled player at the four. And you put him at the five, and he's super skilled at the five. So he could exploit people there. And that's what allowed him to flourish. But he's a guy, to me, if it wasn't for the weight room, he doesn't become the player he is today. And what's weird is usually I'm kind of, you know, the weight room and basketball, you know, lots of times, you know, basketball is a skill sport. You know, it's like usually it's about being good at basketball. Kevin Durant looks like he can't lift up my Yeti cup, but homeboy's like unstoppable, right? But there are certain instances, Nate Funk, it changed his career. Nate Funk became Wolverine. And Roby, it changed his career. He changed his body and it changed his career. And that work is going to pay off tonight. I'm pumped for him. Great, great guy, super good dude. Was a joy to watch play at Nebraska. Again, he made 1 to 2, oh my God, plays a year, the past year and a half here at Nebraska. 1 to 2, you turned and looked at the person next to you like, whoa. And again, I think he, in the right spot, because let's be honest, there are very few people, I talk about this all the time, there are very few people that defy circumstance. There are very few people that you can put anywhere and they flourish. He's going to need the right, I mean, Roby's no different. He's going to need the right spot, the right people around him, the right system to flourish. He gets in the right spot, and he continues to develop on the trajectory that he's been on. This dude's going to have a long, solid career. And if he can get to where he's a consistent jump shooter, he's going to be in the league for 10 years. And again, according to my sources, Roby will get picked tonight. It's not a matter of if, it's when, and that when is going to be somewhere early second round, I was told, in the 30s. Exciting. I mean, I am pumped for tonight. I love the NBA draft. I love the draft. It's always good, too, when you get some local guys that are going to be involved. It's fun the last couple of years with Kyrie Thomas and Justin Patton, and you got Doug McDermott. Now you're going to get Isaiah Roby. And you just hope it works out for him, because for him to walk away from Fred Hoiberg and, you know, his track record with versatile playmaking fours, you hope he lands in the right spot. You really hope he lands in the right spot. All right, if you got a thought, hit me up. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter, at Nick Baugh, N-I-C-K-B-A-H-E, 402-951-1620. Game time.